You're with SBS Radio.
This is a beautiful place, actually. I moved here in 2003, and I love the place from the very beginning, and I love it up to this time, and I've been with council for the past 11 years.
Para sa akin, ang gusto ko sa Ballarat, right spot talaga. Malapit lang sa Melbourne, 1 hour lang, anytime makakapunta ka. Kaya anytime na gusto mong umuwi ng Pilipinas, malapit sa airport. Kaya, tsaka yung property rito, hindi pa mahal. Tsaka hindi quiet, although na malamig, pero maganda ang sama ng mga Pilipino. Yung sama ng Pilipino rito intact, magkakilala pa.
Actually, that was not actually intended to come here in Ballarat. That was supposed to be Hopeless Crossing. But then, we did talk to one of the agents that was Jennings, A.B. Jennings or something, and we signed up. And then, at that time, we're not interested because Ballarat is so cold. No, we're not going to be in Ballarat. But then, actually, Ballarat has been good to me.
On the way here sa Ballarat, natatakot ako kasi walang mga bahay. That time, it was 1988, yung Sydenham, that was just paddock. Walang-walang kabahay-bahay. Kaya nung nagbabiyahe, sabi ko dun sa husband-to-be ko, sigurado ka, papunta ka sa bahay mo kasi talagang walang bahay. Sabi niya, it's okay, magkakaroon ng bahay pagdating natin sa Ballarat. Pero yung dibdib ko, sabi ko, naku, saan ako dadaling ito? Ganun ang pakiramdam ko.
The first time I came to Ballarat was when I got interviewed for my role. And I fell in love with the place, and I even said right away to my son, I think if I get this job, I'm going to stay here. Because it looks so much like, I can relate it to Baguio. In some areas in Ballarat, I can remember Baguio because I spent my childhood in Baguio City. And I can remember snippets of my
childhood
there in Ballarat. So I said, I might choose Ballarat to be a place for me to work, play, and even learn.
Kilala bilang isa sa pinakamalamig na lugar sa Victoria. May kasaysayan ng Minat Ginto. Ang Ballarat ay nakilala rin bilang lugar kung saan nagpundar at nanirahan ang maraming mga migrante. Isa sa mga ito ay mga Pilipino. Mahigit 100,000 kataong naninirahan sa lugar na ito. Bagamat malaking bilang ng mga naninirahan sa lugar ay nagmula sa mga lugar kung saan Ingles ang tubong wika, unti-unti na ring lumalaki ang bilang ng mga migrante mula di Ingles ang tubong wika. Kilala bilang birthplace of Australian democracy kung saan naganap ang kauna-una ng armadong rebelyon, ang Eureka Stockade. Pinamunuan ng 25 minero na humingi ng reform at pag-abolisa sa mga lisensya ng mina. Matapos ang taong 1918, nagsara ang huling minahan sa lugar at tuluyang nahinto na ang pagmina. Sa pagsara ng industriya ng mina, unti-unti namang nabuhay at lumago ang industriya ng agrikultura at pagmanupaktura ng mga lana o wool, makinarya at kemikal. Nagsisilbing daan para sa ilang malalaking industriya dahil dito nagsasangayang ilang daan tulad ng Western Highway, Midland, ang Glenelg at Sunraysia na siyang nag-uugnay sa sentro ng industriya tulad ng Melbourne, Adelaide, Geelong at Portland at sa mga regional na lokasyon tulad ng Bendigo at Mildura kasama na rin ang mga agrikulturang lugar tulad ng Malit Wimmera. Ang pangalan ng Ballarat ay hango sa dalawang salitang katutubo. Sa wikang Ingles, ito ay nangangahulugang resting place. Isa pa rin sa mga katangi-tangi sa lugar ay ang pagyakap nito sa iba't ibang lahi. Nakilala mga Chino bilang isa sa mga naunang migrante sa lugar, bunga ng panahon ng Gold Rush. Ngayon, dito matatagpuan ang maraming mga migrante mula iba't ibang bahagi ng mundo. At isa sa lumalaking bilang ng komunidad ay ang komunidad Pilipino. Si Francis Salenga, ang coordinator ng Intercultural Services mula City of Ballarat.
We have a very fast-growing migrant community at the moment. Lately, we have a lot more from Africa, more from China because they're the biggest group, India, and the fourth group is actually more Filipinos in Ballarat. Because the migrants are increasing in terms of people living here in Ballarat. A Filipino, from my observation, the Filipinos love to socialize, so they have a lot of parties. But the Filipinos also have one group and they focus on sports. So I guess it's a very balanced way of looking at their engagement, their social engagement. They engage, and Filipinos really love to be with families. So they celebrate Mother's Day, Father's Day, they celebrate Christmas, they celebrate Independence Day. All the things that we do celebrate in the Philippines is actually celebrated by our groups in Ballarat. And they do not only celebrate by themselves, they invite other cultures, and we see different cultures enjoying most of the activities that they offer. And I guess that's very important because all migrants tend to come together and they support each other, which I think is what we really need to promote in communities. You grow a community when people live together peacefully and they can enjoy. And I think one of the things that will promote inclusion is actually socializing and enjoying and having fun. Filipinos love to sing and they're always featured in most of even different cultures invite Filipinos to dance, either dance or to sing. And I guess those are very special skills that we need to promote because we're good at it.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.